we're going to do this morning is we're going to ponder those portions of God's Word that are so familiar to us, Luke chapter 2, not just reading them straight through because, you know, we can do that backwards and forwards, but I want to focus especially on various verses from Luke 2 that will identify some of those items that maybe we sometimes miss, or we just simply assume, or we gloss over and don't really think about. So it's time to ponder. First of all, Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. You know these words. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ, the Lord." Christmas is one of those words that just seems to automatically call to mind joy and reason for celebration, right? You and I know the reason for the celebration too. The birth of our Savior Jesus, right? The one born in Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago. But you notice what the angel says. He says, "Today is born for you that Savior." Yes, it took place 2,000 years ago, but today is also a day in which we have reason to rejoice. Reason to celebrate, because today also we have for us a Savior. Born for you, just like the angel said. That's reason also, as he told the first listeners, the shepherds, "Do not be afraid." If an angel appeared to you, what would your first reaction be? It would certainly be out of the ordinary, and it certainly wouldn't be something that you would expect necessarily. And so it would probably be also as with the shepherds. We're told they were terrified in the verse just before that. It wasn't just, "Oh, that's nice." It was solid terror. And yet the message that the angels brought were ones that gave them reason not to fear, but to rejoice, which is the reason for our gathering together today. To rejoice in the good news of that great joy that is in that Savior Jesus. Born for you and for me. This is the reason why he came, because he is Christ the Lord, as the angel said. The God-appointed, God-designated, God-chosen, God-given one who would be the Savior of all. The Lord, our Savior God. How does that compare then, for example, if you receive some Christmas candy, or a new kitchen, or a new car, or a bunch of cash, or some other kind of Christmas gift that, oh, you just couldn't live without? Those may bring some joy, they may bring you happiness for a while, but they'll all eventually wear out. But this Christmas child, this is the one who gives us something that lasts into eternity, which is reason then for us not just to be happy, but to rejoice and find joy that will last forever. That's something to ponder today. It's something also to praise God for this morning, and also to proclaim as the shepherds did. Let's do that with hymn number 41. We'll sing verses 1, 3, 5, and 6. 1, 3, 5, and 6 of hymn 41.